Well, Mark and I made it to the airport in Sarajevo, which is a huge affair, isn't it? It's not tiny, but it's only got four airside gates. Not airside, you know what I mean? Airbridge gates.
Five.
Yeah, they said four.
Airbridge.
Yeah, airbridge.
They have five gates.
Really?
Yeah, it's just four and three are on the same side. Five is on the other side.
Anyway, it's just that she'd told us that there were four. That's what I was going on.
Did she?
Yes.
Well, they're definitely a gay party.
Because she said there were only four upstairs.
Well, again.
Maybe they lost one of them.
Maybe they don't use gay five.
Maybe
they don't use gay four. They probably don't use gay four.
Maybe.
Oh, I see. Oh, right, so gay. Four and five was downstairs, aren't they?
All right, that would make sense then. Anyway, we made it here.
Yes,
trying to describe the journey.
It was lovely. Again, like the train journey, it
was basically along the same route, I think. Wasn't it?
How many settlements are in valleys?
Yeah.
And kind of enclosed by mountains, like Sarajevo, actually.
I mean, pretty much the whole route was down valleys and through mountains.
Yeah. Peaks and troughs.
And it only really flattened out once we got towards the airport.
Yeah. And you look out at the airport and all you can see is London.
So. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So that was... Sorry?
Say Cologne on there a minute. Go now to Munich. So I'll do it.
Has the Ankara plane gone yet?
Yeah.
Can you actually... No, I mean, has the actual plane gone?
I don't know. No, I don't think it has. I think it's still...
And it's all been pretty efficient here. Far more efficient than Heathrow.
It's far smaller airport.
That's true. That is
true. I'm being nice, but it's true.
It's true. And I'm quite tired. Suddenly it's catching up with me.
Does that after a week?
After 4 days of not sleeping.
Plus the 2 days before that.
Oh, yeah, the 2 days before. I forgot about the 2 days before that. Yeah, that's true. Oh, dear.
Don't worry. Back to work in a couple of days, right?
Things like that. I was living in the belief that
I'll be back at work in another 24 hours.
Oh, poor Mark.
Yeah, pretty poor Mark.
It's not fair.
Perfectly fair. I could put more leave on my leave.
That's true. It's perfectly fair, Mark. And what you expect? So I don't know if this is probably the right time for us to do our sort of.
We sort of
did something up yesterday, didn't we? I think maybe do it when we're a bit more awake, or when I'm more awake.
Okay. I don't know really what we sum up as those.
It was all wonderful.
Probably very, very pretty.
Yep. It's been very friendly, relaxed.
It's exceedingly relaxed. It's quite cheap.
Yep, apart from the airport. But that's the airports.
I think their kind of attitude to recent history, from the bits I've seen, which is a huge amount, is slightly more healthy than certain other places with comparable situations. People seem to be really honest about stuff. And without being... Without too much rancor. So that's...
I would agree with all of that.
You know, and the bits that I've seen tend to focus on... You know, they don't tend to be kind of miserable. They tend to be. Mm. This is how we survived.
Mm.
That was kind. And the stuff like the roses and the bit of moss where they have just a simple stone on each side of the bridge that you can miss if you don't look for it, that says don't forget. Mm. And that's it.
Yeah.
So it's all quite subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't mean anything, but it's just,
I wonder if it's that sort of subtlety, though, and that sort of quietness about things that means that they don't really sell the country abroad as effectively as they could do, maybe.
I think it's difficult to sell the country abroad because who's doing the selling?
Because of what, sorry?
Because of who, you know, who's doing the selling.
Yeah.
Kind of Croatia can put a fair amount of money into marketing it, and they marketed their tourist destinations for 50 years.
Mm.
Bosnia happened to that degree.
Yeah.
And it's.
Yeah, true.
You know, it's more difficult.
Yeah.
And there's arguably more to kind of, on top of that, there's more perception to get over, so.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That memories, at least in other countries, are. Events 20 years ago seem to still be quite fresh for people. Or if not fresh, they haven't been replaced with anything else.
Yeah.
Of course, when they see all my photographs, they'll change their mind entirely.
Oh, definitely. Well, I mean, they did make a big deal out of opening a bridge.
Yeah.
A new bridge. But even that, it's kind of post-war, you know, it's, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's kind of, look, it's all good now. Look what it used to be.
Yeah. It would be on my list of places that, if given, you know, if the opportunity came up to come again, I would come back to.
Yeah, I think.
I only hesitate on it because I don't really tend to go back to places, but.
I mean, I think there's stuff that I haven't done that I would.
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's loads of stuff that we could still do.
And, you know, that's in the stuff. In the city we have done.
Absolutely. We haven't been up north.
We say we did the Bosnia and Herzegovina, and we've been to Moscow and Sarajevo.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, and we've seen the line of route between them as well.
Yeah. No, I'm not. You know, I'm not knocking what we've done. But
yeah, no, it's a fair point. But isn't that the way of travelling anyway?
Oh,
you always you always say, you know, I've done X country when actually you've just been to the capital.
Yeah. And also, it's all, at least with me, it's always a way of saying, you know, oh, I'll come back here.
Yeah.
And I probably will, if not, as soon as.
I'd definitely like to.
You know, it might be 5 years or something.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Well, I think that's a reasonable summing up. And we've killed 15 minutes, I think. So they might call our flight at some point soon. Which would be nice because I want to sleep.